Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Will Salva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. We're just one sleep away from the 2021 NFL Draft presented by Verizon as things kick off tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern in Cleveland. In most mock drafts, QBs are expected to be the first three selections. Then we get to Atlanta with the fourth pick. The Falcons, of course, have a franchise signal caller with four-time Pro Bowler Matt Ryan, so you wouldn't expect them to go QB, right? Well, former Florida tight end Kyle Pitts does not buy into that philosophy, telling NFL Network's Andrew Siciliano Tuesday the first four picks Thursday night will all be quarterbacks.
There are some who think that the 49ers are just messing with us. They have George Kittle, but they also have Jimmy Garoppolo. They don't need the quarterback right now. That Kyle, they went up to get you. Would it surprise you if you're the 49ers pick?
I'll say it's half and half. It was surprising, but maybe it was definitely surprising because, you know, it's a lot of great quarterbacks in the draft, and I think the first four picks will be quarterbacks. But if I do get the chance to be drafted at third, that'd be too crazy. That'd be really exciting.
The Bears swung for the fences earlier this year when they tried to trade for Russell Wilson, Seattle rejecting the deal, so Chicago went out inside veteran quarterback Andy Dalton. Bears general manager Ryan Pace was asked, would drafting a young QB be beneficial with Dalton and his backup Nick Foles already in place?
If we did draft a quarterback, I do think it's a good room for sure. I mean, those guys would both have a lot of experience, a lot of different experiences too, which I think is good. And I think the coaching staff that we have there at that position is strong as well. We talked about it earlier with Matt and the Laser and with Flip. It's a strong coaching staff around that position. And we have a lot of veteran leadership in that room too. So yeah, to answer your question, I do think it'd be a good room for a young player to enter. But again, we're just going to take the best players throughout this draft.
Alabama Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith will be one of the first receivers to be selected. And he visited the virtual breakfast table on Tuesday's edition of Good Morning Football. Former NFL wideout Nate Burleson, my guy Nate B, pressing him to state his case as to why your favorite team should draft him.
Tell us why you are the best receiver in this draft, because everybody else got something to say, but only you know the truth. What makes you different than all of the other wideouts?
And I can do everything, inside, outside. You put me on special teams, I mean, there's nothing I can do. No job is too big, so I mean, like, wherever you want to plug me in it, I mean, I can do that. So I feel like that just gives me an advantage. Okay.
Smith's out of this world was on full display in 2020. And speaking of all things extraterrestrial, Cleveland quarterback Baker Mayfield might join Mulder and Scully on the X-Files after his playing days are over.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch. It's real. I saw it. I'm glad the Navy finally confirmed some more pictures. Now everybody doesn't think I'm as crazy. I believe.
Well, make sure to join NFL legend Michael Robinson and former Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick for a brand new episode of Total Access, the Locker Room podcast. They provide unique stories and insights about the game of football. Make sure to download it today. Oh, and be sure to catch Good Morning Football today as Kay and the guys get a visit from Niners tight end George Kittle. Look at his take on what San Francisco should do with the third overall pick. That's from 7 to 10 Eastern on NFL Network. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.